感谢主，又是我们一个月一次的合并聚会啊。
We want to thank the Lord. We have our combined service once again.
这个神还把气息留给我们，让我们还有机会来经历认识他。
The Lord still gives us breath that we may have the opportunity to come and experience Him.
就跟 Warren Wisby 讲，他说我们所有的生活和侍奉都应该是敬拜的副产品。
Warren Wisby says that all of our service and all of our lives are byproducts of our worship.
好，当我们真实的在这里借着所有的生活侍奉来敬拜他，主的心非常喜乐。
When we come to serve and to worship Him with all that we have, the Lord delights in what we do.
我常常想起一个属灵前辈曾经讲过，他说如果我只剩下我只有十分钟可以祷告，我会用八分钟来敬拜神，最后的两分钟。才为一些事情祷告。
A brother once said, if I only had 10 minutes to live, I would spend 8 minutes of that time to come and praise the Lord my God, and to spend the remaining of that time to pray and bless those around me.
当我们真在信心中遇见这位伟大的神，很多的难处，很多的要求都自动平息。
And in faith, when we come and encounter the living God, a lot of the difficulties that we face, they naturally just disappear.
感谢主。我们今天要讲一个题目，叫做“同心靠神，突破困境”。
And today, again, we thank the Lord. Today, we're going to come and look upon this message, relying on God together in one accord to break through our plight.
听说这个 COVID 到现在为止，全世界已经死了500万个人。
And up to this day, I think the count for those who died because of COVID surpassed 500,000.
这五百万的背后。5 million, yes.
Worldwide,
yeah. 美国是72万。
那个 5 million.
每一个数字的背后，其实都是很多悲痛的人。
And behind every one of these casualties, every one of these numbers, someone is breaking, someone is aching.
很多的家因着这样子的事情而遭受到巨变。
And a lot of families, because what they have encountered had a drastic change.
所以一方面我们在这里求神安慰坚固帮助这些 受伤的家人。
And at the same time we are here asking the Lord, Lord please bring about comfort and healing among these families.
但是另外一方面我们也希望我们还活着的人，我们不要在这不冷不热浑浑噩噩的过日子。
For those of us who are still living, that we do not live a life that is lukewarm.
会发生在别人身上一样会发生在我们的身上。
If it could happen on someone else, it could happen to us.
所以我们都要带着虔诚敬畏感恩的心度我们在世寄居的日子。
As with an earnest and a thankful heart that we would live our days, the remaining of our days.
今天我们要借着一个圣经大家非常熟悉的故事我竟然不知道是我小儿子那么喜欢的故事。
And I didn't realize today until I heard from Aaron that is one of his favorite stories in scripture.
我们来看我们怎么样子能够同心的依靠神来突破我们目前的处境。
Let's come and look at this story together. How do we come together in one accord and one heart to come and break through the circumstances we're in today?
在这里我们等一下会提到几个关键的要素，它都跟我们发生关系的。
There are key turning points, key points throughout the story that has everything to do with us.
而且大家绝对不要只是在读一个将近3000年前的故事。
And I ask everybody, do not carry this mindset that I'm just reading a story that happened about 3,000 years ago.
属灵的原则一样会发生在今天你我的身上。
The same spiritual principle happens in your life and in my life.
因为时间的关系，而且这段是故事，所以我们就不是读中文又英文，中文又英文，所以这里有三段的经文。第一段跟第三段我用中文读，第二段请威廉用英文读哈。
Because of limitation of time and it's a story, I ask everybody to read along. But the first and the third portion, we'll read it in Chinese. Verses 6-15, we'll read it in English.
但是 PowerPoint 都会打出来，所以大家可以用自己的语言继续读。
So whatever language that you have, we ask everyone to read it out loud.
撒母耳记上13:5-7。非利士人聚集要与以色列人征战，有车30,000，马兵6,000，步兵像海边的沙那样多，就上来在伯亚文东边的密抹安营。以色列百姓见自己危急窘迫，就藏在山洞、丛林、石穴、隐秘处和坑中。有些希伯来人过了约旦河，逃到加德和基列地。扫罗还是在吉甲，百姓都战战兢兢地跟随他。 接下来是14章6到14节，我们请威廉用英文读。
1 Samuel chapter 14 verse 6 through 15, which please read along with me. Then Jonathan said to the young man who bore his armor, Come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few. So his armor bearer said to him, Do all that is in your heart. Go then, here I am with you, according to your heart. Then Jonathan said, Very well, let us cross over to these men, and we will show ourselves to them. If they say thus to us, Wait until we come to you, then we will stand still in our place and not go up to them. But if they say to us, Come up to us, then we will go up, for the Lord has delivered them into our hands, and this will be a sign to us. So both of them showed themselves to the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, Look, the Hebrews are coming out of the holes where they have hidden. Then the men of the garrison called to Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, Come up to us, and we will show you something. Jonathan said to his armor bearer, Come up after me, for the Lord has delivered them into the hand of the Israel. And Jonathan climbed up on his hands and knees, and his armor bearer after him, and they fell before Jonathan. And as he came after him, his armor bearer killed them. The first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within about half an acre of land. And there was trembling in the camp, in the field, and among all the people. The garrison and the raiders also trembled, and the earth quaked, so that it was a very great trembling.
光听你读圣经就知道你是很会讲故事的爸爸。
14
章20节到23节，扫罗和跟随他的人都聚集来到战场，看见非利士人用刀互相击杀，大大慌乱。从前由四方来跟随非利士军的希伯来人，现在也转过来帮助跟随扫罗和约拿丹的以色列人了。那藏在以法莲山地的以色列人听说非利士人逃跑，就出来紧紧地追杀他们。那日耶和华使以色列人得胜，一直到伯雅文。好，我们一起把背诵经文也读一下啊。
Now、let's read the memorization verse together today.
其实利未记二十六章第八节，它是建立在第三节，说你们若遵行我的律例，谨守我的诫命。
And so again, verse 8 of what we're about to read is built upon verse 3. It says, If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them,
当我们在这里顺服神的时候,
when we are obedient unto the Lord,
一方面神可能让平安临到我们，没有战争临到我们。
On the one hand, the Lord may allow peace such that there is no warfare that would come to us.
但是另外一方面，当仇敌真来的时候,
but when the enemy really does come,
神说他们必要倒在你们刀下，然后底下就接着我们现在的背诵经文，你们五个人要追赶一百人，一百人要追赶一万人，仇敌必倒在你们的刀下。
So they will fall by the sword before you. Five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemy shall fall by the sword before you.
其实这个故事我也很喜欢。
And actually I love this particular story too.
从我二十多年前第一次讲到现在，我起码讲过两三次在不同的地方。
20 some years ago until now, I've spoken on this story at least 2-3 times at various places.
那我觉得今天在这样子的一个局面底下，我觉得这样子的信息对我们，包括对我都是很重要的。
And I believe that in the circumstances that we're all facing today, myself included, this message is very significant for us.
首先，我们在这里看见难处的临到，甚至仇敌。神容许仇敌来攻击的时候，他其实提供了我们经历神的机会。
We want to see that even though we see the trials and difficulties and even warfare comes, God is actually giving us an opportunity to come to experience Him.
在我们人生的路上，你不可能不碰到难处。
And this life journey, it is impossible for us not to encounter difficulties.
所以不要盼望或羡慕做一个没有难处、不会碰到难处的人。
So don't hope and long for to be a person that you would never encounter difficulties.
当然，我们不要去自找苦吃。
Of course, we're not going to go look for them, right?
而是说，当环境临到的时候。
But what circumstances comes along our way.
尤其这些我们觉得很难去面对、很难去突破的环境临到的时候。
Particularly those circumstances we find that it is so difficult for us to face or so difficult to break through.
它提供了我们第一手可以来经历神、认识我们所信的到底是谁的机会。
It's provided us an opportunity for us to experience God and who He is firsthand.
让我们在这样子的环境经过之后，我们的生命还有我们跟神的关系就一定得到增长。
That as we go through these circumstances and these difficulties, that our relationship and our life with God will grow.
所以对加勒跟约书亚来说，他们说仇敌是我们的食物。
As for Caleb and Joshua, you guys remember he said our enemy is our food.
啊，别的人看仇敌吓死了。但是他们却认为仇敌是他们的食物。
And when people look at their enemies, and they are fearful, but these two men says they are our food.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒长进的食物很多哈，圣经啊，聚会啊，属灵的供应。但是有一个圣经上告诉我们是仇敌是我们的食物。
The Bible tells us there are actually a lot of opportunity for us to grow: Scripture, prayer, our meetings, our time drawing near to the Lord. But the Scripture tells us particularly that our enemy is our food.
不光仇敌是我们的食物，每一次碰到征战的时候是宴席。
Not only is the enemy our food, but every time there's a battle, it's actually a banquet feast.
这个不是我们谁说的哈，随便说的。大卫说，在我仇敌面前，你为我摆设宴席。
We don't say this casually.Because David proclaims that in the presence of my enemy, you have established a banquet, established a table.
所以以前才会有一个韩国牧师说，小仇敌小宴席，大仇敌大宴席，没仇敌没得吃。
There's a Korean pastor that used to say that small battles is a small feast, a big enemy, a big feast. When we don't have enemies, we have nothing to eat.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个神提供我们，让我们可以经历他、认识他、生命长进。和他的关系不一样的机会。
And again, I want to say this is an opportunity that God has afforded to us that we may draw closer and to know Him more intimately.
所以关键在于我们怎么去面对我们的难处。
So it has everything to do with how do we face our challenges.
关键是在于当你被困住的时候，你是用什么态度来回应这样子的环境。
The criticality is when you are encircled, when you are trapped. How do you face these circumstances?
如果你今天没有难处，我为你感谢神。但是你仍然需要听，因为你将来一定会有。
If you have no difficulties today, I thank the Lord for you, but please pay attention because one day difficulties will come.
如果你今天跟我一样在难处中，我们都需要再听。
And if today you are like me in the midst of difficulties, we all need to come and hear it again.
所以在这里你就发现，当人有不同的反应的时候。
So we see that as people respond to these trials and difficulties differently.
在整个过程，他们的经历。还有最后的结果都是截然不同的。
And the process of how they face these trials and their outcome is vastly different.
刚才我们读的十三章第六节跟第七节，我们看见神百姓有很多很多的反应。
And we see that the people of God have many many different responses, as we read earlier in Samuel chapter 13.
他们有的用藏的，有的用逃的，有的人恐惧战惊的，无可奈何的留守，有的人干脆。投降到仇敌那里去。
And there's some people that hid, some people that ran or escaped, some people were trembling, some people compromised, or they even surrendered to their enemies.
这是第一种的人的反应，就是神不在其中。
And this is the first type of response is that this group of people felt that God is not with them.
他们完全凭着自己的力量、自己的判断、自己的方法去面对他们的局面。
That by their own strength, by their own understandings, by their own ways, they are facing and dealing with what they're facing.
那弟兄姊妹，这个局面其实是非常凄惨的一个局面。
And brothers and sisters, for me to take you to a better illustration, this is actually a very tragic scene that we're seeing.
刚才讲到腓力士人，这个光步兵就像海沙那么多。
And the scripture tells us that the number of the Philistines, the vastness of that army is like the sand by the seashore.
更不要说他们有那个时代的坦克车哈，就是战车马兵。
And not to say that they have their equivalent of tanks in those days. They have their chariots and their horses.
你们知道以色列人有多少人吗
？You know how many are in the camp of Israel?
600个人。
600。
600个人。
600。
要去面对多如海沙又有那么多战车马兵的腓力士人，你说这场仗怎么打
？To face an army that surpasses the number of the sand by the seashore, who has horses and chariots, how would you go to battle with them?
用我们的俗话来说，你弄脚去想。 都是必败无疑的。
And if you were to think with your feet, you know that you're going to lose.
不可能打这一场仗。
It is impossible for you to come to the conclusion that you will win.
所以藏的藏，逃的逃，躲的躲，投降的投降。
And therefore, there are those who hid, those who ran, those who were still trembling, and those who surrendered.
这是一个很自然的反应。
It is a very natural response.
所以他们藏在山洞，藏在丛林，藏在石穴，藏在隐秘处，藏在空中，藏在坑中。
So they hid in the caves and the thickets and the rocks and the holes and they were hiding in the pits.
弟兄姊妹就是躲。
So they hid.
让自己不要受到伤害。
So that they would not suffer harm.
所以我每次读到这个底波拉打仗的时候。那些流便人躲在自己的这个溪水边帐篷内听着羊群听着笛声看着羊群我就生气了
Whenever I read about Deborah and when the Israelites were at warfare and the Reubenites they were by the brooks and they were just listening to music and not being involved I get really angry
在神家危难的时候他们坐在那里听着笛子的声音
When the house of the Lord was under difficulties they were still sitting there enjoying their music
看着他们的羊群欣赏美景在河边多舒服的日子
and they were watching their flocks by the brooks what wonderful days that they
enjoyed 任凭其人别人敢死拼命为了神家为了拯救神家
everybody else they can give up their lives for the sake of the house of the Lord but no we're going to stay here
那以前我说过我们三十多年教会有一个姊妹有一次跑来找我跟于师母
30 some years ago there was a sister that came to talk to myself and Pastor Nancy
她说我觉得今天的传道人讲话冲着我来的，他说我准备软弱三个月不服侍了。
And I think the speaker was speaking directly to me today. I feel I'm just feeling hurt, and I'm not going to serve for 3 months.
还有人赖皮赖皮到这个地步哈。
And they would be so shameful to this extent.
要挖个洞把自己埋三个月躲起来。
And they feel like they need to dig a hole that they will hide themselves for 3 months.
啊，有的逃，能够逃就逃，有办法有本事的就逃了。
And so those who were able to escape, they were able to escape. They ran.
你看阿富汗这一次，对不对？多少人想出来出不来
？And so many people we see on the news at the withdrawal in Afghanistan. So many people want to leave, they couldn't leave.
这都是人解决难处的方法。不能说他不对。
These are all man's way of dealing with these difficulties. We can't say that they're wrong.
1980年呢是经济非常低谷的时候。
In the 1980s, when the financial economy was falling pretty rapidly.
那时候我在的那家公司每三到六个月一定有一大批的 layoff。
And I was working at a particular company. Every 3 to 6 months, there would be a vast number of people that would be laid off.
从我进这个公司到我最后离开这个公司，公司的股票跌了100倍，不是因为我。
And the stocks for this particular company fell 100-fold from the time that I started working there till the time I left.
你就看见这个公司一直往下走。
And you see this company begins to fall.
我的同事一个的离开。
And all my colleagues, one by one, they all left.
其实我要离开非常容易。
And it's very easy for me to leave.
但是我就不知道为什么我每次去主面前祷告的时候，主说不准走。
And every time I wanted to leave, I come and I ask the Lord says, no, you can't leave.
这个叫做学习过信心生活。
And this is learning how to live by faith.
我们的脚步在神的手中。
Our feet, our path, they are in God's hands.
我们一动一静在乎他的带领，因主活住。
Every step that we take, it is based on His leading.
所以我多熬了半年多，直到神说可以走，我才走。
And I stayed there for another year and a half until the Lord gave me permission to go.
但弟兄姊妹碰到这种要需要换公司，需要换教会，甚至有人还换配偶。以为这样子跑掉就可以解决问题，其实这个不是神要我们做的。
And some people feel that you know, I could just get another job, I could go find another church, or maybe find a different mate. And our way of running away is not the way God wants us to deal with problems.
我不是说不能换公司哈，也不能够有 relocation， 是你必须祷告来的。
I'm not saying you can't change your job. I'm not saying you can't relocate, but you need to bring about those decisions through prayer.
那有一些走不了的，只好战战兢兢地留下来陪着扫罗600个人。
And so those people that can't run and they can't hide, they could but they stay trembling to stay with the king.
你不要觉得他们为什么战战兢兢，我刚才已经讲过了，多如海沙跟600个人。
And again, you may be thinking, well, why are they trembling? Now remember, they're facing an army that is as numerous as the sand by the seashore.
但是弟兄姊妹，我需要在这里岔开去提一下。就是许多的时候我们征战失败 不是在战场上才失败。
And brothers and sisters, I want to say this to everyone. Oftentimes, we did not lose the battle at the battlefield.
而是在战场没有征战没有发生之前，我们已经先失败了。
It is that we have already lost before the battle has even begun.
我们平常生活的方式，我们对神的态度，各方面已经让我们远离神，已经离开了我们可以 得胜的这种力量。
The way we live our days, our relationship with the Lord has already pulled us away. We are distancing ourselves away from the Lord, that we've lost our strength for warfare.
你知道在三百多年前，当约书亚进迦南的时候，以色列大概有六十万大军。
About 300 years before this event, when Joshua entered the land of Canaan, they had the army that was sizable to 600,000.
然后当扫罗刚刚做王的时候，跟亚门人打仗，那时候还有33万人。
And when Saul first became king, when they were battling the Ammonites, they had 330,000 men.
隔了一章以后，对非利士人打仗那次只有3000个人。
And then after a chapter, you see that the army has fell to only 3,000 men.
最后到了这场战争的时候，只剩下600个人。
And you come to this particular battle, there are only 600 men.
弟兄姊妹，这个失败不是当天才显明的，早就已经发生了。
Brothers and sisters, this predicament, this losing of this battle, what they're facing, did not happen on that day. It already happened many, many years ago.
尤其大家回家有空的话，读撒母耳记十三章，你发现那个时候，非利士人把以色列所有的铁匠全部废掉，以色列中没有一个铁匠。
And you see in 1 Samuel chapter 13 that the Philistines has taken away or removed all the blacksmith from among the people of Israel.
他们只准许以色列人留下锄子、铲子这种谋生的工具，但是不准他们制造兵器。
They did not allow the people of Israel to manufacture weapons of warfare. They only allowed them tools for farming.
换句话说，神的儿女们只留下了可以谋生的能力，却没有征战的能力。
In other words, to say that the children of God only has the ability to sustain their daily living, but they did not have the strength to do warfare.
所以圣经上那个时候不准有铁匠，然后接下来到了征战的时候，除了扫罗跟约拿单。没有一个人手里有刀有枪的。
And because the Philistine would not allow any blacksmith among the people of Israel, on that day of warfare, the only one that had weapons was Saul and Jonathan.
弟兄姊妹，你不觉得今天这是一个神家的写照吗？
Do you not see that this is a very, the very story of what is happening in the house of God today?
今天来到神家里面，希望神祝福我们，神帮助我们，让我们可以谋生，可以在生活中过得好的人。这个力量有，但是征战的人越来越少。
We have the strength, the capacity in the house of God today for those who would come and say, Lord, please bless me that I may live my days. But there are very, very few that has the power to do warfare.
到了六百个人。
They come to 600.
接下来大卫做王。
And then we see David became king.
你知道大卫做王全国有多少的战士吗？
Do you know when David became king, what is the size and the number of the army of Israel?
130万。
1.3 million.
比进迦南还多了一倍。
It is twice the number of the size of the army when they went into Canaan.
比这600个人多了2000倍。
2,000 fold compared to the 600 men at this battle.
弟兄姊妹，神家的兴亡不是在战场上显出来的，在平常就显出来
了。Brothers, the rise and the fall of the house of God is not revealed on the battlefield. It's already revealed in the ordinary days.
战场不过显明我们的本相，显明我们的实情。
The battlefield only reveals what we are, who we really are.
在你我今天的遭遇里面，不管是 COVID, 不管是失业，不管是夫妻的感情，不管是属灵的软弱，弟兄姊妹，这个都不过是显明而已。
Brothers, regardless of what conditions we are in, whether it's COVID, whether it's at work, whether our relationship in our families, with our spouse, all these things but reveal who we are.
失败的原因，失败的种子早就存在了。
Those seeds of failure, of distress has already been planted.
所以我们需要求神帮助我们，让我们在主的面前能够很谦卑的来面对我们的情形。
So we need to humbly and come before the Lord and ask the Lord to help us that we may actually face our conditions today.
在这里还有一些人就妥协，就投降了，干脆跑到仇敌那里去。
And again, we see that there are men who just compromised. They surrendered. They gave themselves to the enemy.
你千万不要以为我们不会犯这种错。
Do not ever think that we would never commit such error.
今天神家有很多人被仇敌利用来破坏神家，他自己不知道。
And there are a lot of people who are used by the enemy to bring harm to the house of God, and they don't even realize it.
说了那么多攻击破坏人的话。
And they say words that are harmful to the brothers and sisters.
说了那么多不信的话，没有信心的话，让人都软弱下去。
And they say words without faith, and they cause the multitude to lose faith.
我们 有一次在二十多年前在中国、培训的时候
20 some years ago when we were in China for ministry,
我们都需要非常非常的小心。
We needed to be very, very careful.
但是你知道吗，我们另外一个团队他们 被人家冲、叫做冲，就是被公安抓去的原因是因为弟兄姊妹出卖这个消息。
There were brothers and sisters in China who were taken into captivity because there were members within that church that betrayed them.
因为他觉得为什么你们可以参加，我却没被邀请，跑去告诉公安局。
And they felt like you guys were invited to this conference, and yet we were not allowed to go. So they went and reported to the authorities.
在有些地方弟兄姊妹不和的时候，有一批人去聚会，碰到大雨大雪。
And the group of brothers and sisters, they were not in one accord. So a group of them, when they were in a gathering, they were in the midst of a storm, great storm.
到处说，你看这班人没有神的祝福，所以神阻止他们。
And so the people that couldn't go would say that this is a group of people that did not have the blessing of the Lord. So the Lord stopped them.
如果是自己的聚会碰到大雪大雨，就说有神祝福，所以仇敌攻击。
And when they face great storm, they says, "Oh, it is because God wants to bless us. There's blessings here. That's why the enemy wants to attack us."
就弟兄姊妹，你要知道，我们一不小心就可能被仇敌用我们的话，用我们所做的来破坏教会。
And brothers and sisters, please pay attention. Unknowingly, we allow our action and our words to bring harm to the house of the Lord.
所以我们接下来看，有一般的人，他们信靠神，而能够靠着主来经过，来得胜。
And now we want to come and see that there are some who put the trust in the Lord, and they were greatly blessed by God and brought to victory.
义人必因信得生。
The just shall live by his faith.
这个不是得生命，而是得以活下去。Live by faith. It is not 靠信心而活。
Not that they would sustain life, but they would live every single day of their lives by faith.
这句话是在哈巴谷，先知哈巴谷最沮丧、最灰心的时候，因为神没有听他的祷告。
The prophet Habakkuk was praying at the very moment he realized that he was most distressed, that he felt like God did not hear his prayers.
在他最绝望、最灰心的时候，他做了一个智慧的抉择。
At the moment where he was most distressed, and he had a decision, he made a decision.
他不让自己埋怨，不让自己沮丧，不让自己对神怀疑，他选择上到守望台。站到高处，直接看神对他如何回答。
And he did not want to cover himself in his own pain and his own sorrow and disbelief, but he decided, "I'm going to go up to the watchtower and wait on the Lord, see what He will say."
这就是神给他的回答。
And this is God's response to him.
义人必因信得生。
And the just shall live by his faith.
环境并没有改变。
The circumstances may not change.
巴比伦人一样要来伤害神的百姓。
Babylon, the nation of Babylon is going to come and bring about destruction to the people.
但是底下开始了哈巴谷的赞美。
But it began with Habakkuk's praise.
他说我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
I will rejoice in the Lord our God who's delivered me.
弟兄姊妹，这叫信心。
This is called faith.
信心不是一定要把难处解决。
Faith is not so that our difficulties would be removed.
信心不见得一定要让环境改变。
Faith doesn't mean our circumstances will change.
信心把我们整个人提升了，我先被改变了。
Faith allowed me to be elevated, that I am first changed.
所以神没有改变哈巴谷的环境，但是神改变了哈巴谷这个人。
God did not change the circumstances Habakkuk was facing, but he changed the person.
所以底下我们接下来看神怎么样借着约拿单跟一个 名不见经传的一个拿兵器的人来扭转的这个局面。
And we want to come and see how God used Jonathan and a nameless armor bearer to change the situation.
耶和华使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。
As the Lord gives the victory, it's not dependent on the many or the few.
在这里我们发现只有两个人。
There are only two people here.
约拿单跟一个拿兵器的人。
Jonathan and his armor bearer.
但是因着他们对神充满了信心。
And because of their faith, their great faith towards the Lord.
因着他们彼此完全的同心。
And because they were completely united of heart.
他们采取那种积极的态度和行动来面对他们的局面。
They used a proactive action and faith to come and face the difficulties that they were in.
请大家记得这里说到的三件事。
There are three things that are mentioned here.
一个对神活泼的信心，一个 activate 被 activate 的一个活的信心。
A faith that's been activated towards God.
我们很多的信心很被动。
A lot of time our faith it is it needs to be driven.
或者很客观的。
A lot of times it's just very objective.
所以我听过一个。这个在阿根廷复兴被神用过的仆人，他说要 activate your faith， 要让你的信心起来用。
And there was a brother who's from the Augustine revival. He says you need to activate your faith. Your faith needs to work.
带着一个 active 的 faith，
to bring about an active faith.
对神活泼的信心是现在都还是新鲜的信心。
A faith that is still fresh at this very moment towards God.
他们然后彼此的同心。
And then again they were of one heart, one accord.
他们用积极的态度和行动来回应他们的局面。
With a positive attitude and with actions, they face the challenges they were in.
所以在这里，第一个，他们不甘心处于消极、被动、受压的光景中。
And so they were not willing to be under the position of oppression.
弟兄姊妹，我们千万不甘心被环境限制。
Brothers and sisters, do not allow your heart just fall to the circumstances, its limitations.
我们要由不在乎、无可奈何变成不甘心。然后起来面对他。
We have to go from the state of helplessness to the place of where we're saying, I'm not going to let this happen, and we rise up and face it.
当我们这样子做的时候，
When we do accordingly,
我们就经历到圣经上说的环境在为我们效力。
And then we begin to discover that our environment begins to work for us.
环境成为我们成长的原因。
And our circumstances, our environment becomes the reason why I am still growing.
环境成为我们面对转机甚至神机可以发生的原因。
And all of these circumstances becomes opportunities and turning points of what the miracles that God would bring about in my life.
所以我希望这些话能够直接用在你目前的处境。
And brothers, I pray that these words you can take it and actualize it and use it in your circumstances today.
不管是个人的、家庭的、包括教会的。
Whether individually or your family or our church as a whole.
如果你觉得你的小组死沉沉的
，If you feel like your small group is just feeling very downcast，
不要被动的去接受它
，Don't passively face it，
不要无奈的在那里忍受它
，Don't stay there helplessly and say that's just the way it is，
要起来，要不甘心，要起来
，But to rise up and be relentless，
借着对神的信心。
Because this act of faith towards God.
借着同伴们，哪怕只有两个人。
Because of companions, even if it's just the two of you.
可能面对几十万个的仇敌。
And maybe you're facing an army that is tens of thousands.
但是这个故事让我们看见整个局面就是转过来。
But we see that this entire story has been turned around.
要不甘心。
So do not succumb to it.
所以不管是小组，不管是团契，不管是你的侍奉团队，如果你里面有很多的不满足、不满意，起来扭转这个局面。
Whether it be your small group, your district, your fellowship, do not be satisfied. Do not just fall to it, but rise up and say, "I want more."
难道你甘心继续这样子活在这样子的无奈跟受苦受压的里面吗
？Are you willing to continue to live in this state of oppression and this state of hopelessness?
继续容许仇敌在这里破坏。不容许我们成长吗
？I continue to allow the enemy to bring about harm around us and say you're not going to grow.
第二个，他们对神单纯的信心和绝对的顺服。
And they had a simple faith and an absolute obedience toward the Lord.
他们并不是那种盲目的勇敢。
They were not being brave because they were blind to their situations.
他们那么清楚地知道得胜在乎耶和华。
They were very, very clear that the victory belongs to the Lord.
耶和华使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。
Nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few.
这样子的应许在圣经很多的征战中都出现。
And we see these exact same promises throughout the many, many stories written in the scripture.
征战的胜败在乎耶和华。
The victory belongs to the Lord.
以利沙说，求神开这个少年人的眼睛，让他看见那与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
Elijah says, open the eyes of this young man that he may see he that is with us is more numerous than that who's around us.
有神同在就是多数。
And when God is with us, we are
majority.
Thank you. We're the majority.
有主同在就是得胜。
When we have the Lord, there is the victory.
哦，这样子的应许太多了。
And there's so many of these promises.
他们不光有这样子的信心。
And not only do they have such a faith.
他们也愿意在每一件事情上来认定。
And in everything, they want to acknowledge the Lord.
愿意顺服神的带领。
And they want to follow the leading of the Lord.
所以你发现他们说，如果腓力士人说，你们留在那里。他说我们 就不上去了。
And they said if the Philistine would say to us, you guys stay where you are, then okay, we're not going to go to them.
如果他说你们上来，表示神许可我们上去。
If they say, come to us, then it's the Lord telling us to go.
所以在箴言里面第三章第五节，这是我们常常用的，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，甚至不可依靠自己的勇敢。
Proverbs chapter 3 says, lean on the LordTrust in the Lord with all your heart and lean on, not on your own understanding or your own bravery.
在你一切所行的事上要认定他，他必指引你的路。
And in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是一个对神认真的人。
And this is someone who is serious with God.
他不光对神的能力没有问题，他信任神全能。
He does not have any question concerning the omnipotence of God, that God is able. He's all powerful.
他连每一步路都来选择认定神。
But in every step that he takes, he is determined that I'm going to acknowledge the Lord.
任何时候神说 no, 他就一定停。
And whenever the Lord says no, I'm going to stop.
任何时候神有新的带领，他一定顺服。
Whenever the Lord has a new leading, he says, I'm going.
就是这保罗。
And this is Paul.
他想往亚细亚去，耶稣的灵不许。
And he wanted to go to Asia Minor, but the Spirit of the Lord says no.
他想往比推尼去，圣灵禁止他，他完全顺服。
He wanted to go to Panera, but the Lord says no, so he didn't go.
等到了特罗亚，马其顿的异象一来，他马上就进欧洲。弟兄姊妹，这个人走在神的带领中。
When the vision of Macedonia came, he immediately went towards Europe. He is a man that was moving in the Spirit of God.
所以我刚才说，这个勇敢不是我们凭自己来的。
And I want to say again, the bravery of Jonathan is not something that we can muster up ourselves.
一个凭自己热心出来的东西，常常不肯接受圣灵的调整跟改变。
A lot of times, those that comes out of our own zeal, our own heart, that cannot be easily steered by the Spirit of God.
你硬是要去爱上一个不仅仅还没信主，甚至是反对基督教的人，那没有人可以改变。
You want to fall in love with someone who is not a Christian and particularly resists Christianity, then there's nothing much God can do.
他跑来找你印证，你跟他说最好慢一点哈。或是不合适，或是至少要等神来印证，让他先信主。
And if somebody come and ask, you ask the Lord says, wait till I affirm what I'm about to do.
换这家传道人不行，换那家长老，再换另外一家，他早晚会换到一个人说，你放心去吧，你可以跟他传福音。
And this person will go to this pastor or that pastor or this elder and share. He will go to the person until he gets the answer that he wants and say, yeah, go share the gospel with this person.
马上就说感谢神，终于有印证。
And then this person will say, oh, praise God, I have an affirmation from the Lord that it's okay to date this girl.
就像我以前讲的，有一个人，他每天早上一定 stop by 在一个 bakery 那个糕饼店 买一杯咖啡，买一些甜点。
I told the story before. A man would go to the same bakery every morning. He would buy some pastry and coffee.
直到有一天，医生跟他说：“你不能吃这些东西，体重太棒了。”
And then one day the doctor said to him, "You can no longer keep consuming the stuff. You're getting too heavy."
他回来都跟他公司同事讲了。
He came back and told all his colleagues.
哪里晓得隔天他还是拿着一杯咖啡，拿着甜点85的进来。
And then he still had a coffee in his hand and a donut or pastry in his hand when he went to work.
问你为什么吃？
And then all his colleagues asked him, well, why are you still eating this stuff?
他说因为我今天出来的时候我就跟神祷告。
And so because I left my house, I prayed to the Lord.
如果神准我吃，就让我可以找到一个 parking spot。
If the Lord allows me to eat donuts and drink the coffee, He'll allow me to find a parking spot.
结果人家说结果呢？
And then said, what happened?
他说我绕了八圈以后，终于找到一个。
So I went around the parking lot 8 times, and I finally found a spot.
当你定义要做一件事的时候，你很难明白神的旨意。
When you have set your mind on doing something,
it's very difficult to know the will of God.
But Jonathan, they were movable.
他们里面对神家受到这样子的羞辱，有一个强烈的不甘心。
And they have a heart that is not satisfied to see that the nation of Israel would be in such a shame, such humiliation.
勇气都太宝贵了。
The fact that they are motivated, they have the courage, that in itself is precious.
但是他们在这样子的事情上仍然不会理所当然地认为这就是神的旨意。
But even in the midst of what they're facing, they would not just say by default, well, this is what God wanted me to do.
他们学习在每一个 single step 每一步路上都来认定他。
And every decision, every step that they make, they acknowledge the Lord God.
结果人家说你们上来。
And so they said, come over here.
他们也没有因此找理由退掉了。
And so they didn't find an excuse to say, oh, maybe we shouldn't go.
我不晓得你自己有没有这样子的经历，或是有没有看过这样子的经验。
I don't know if you ever experienced this yourself or have seen it yourself.
神啊，如果你XXX 我就 YYY 有没有
And God if you do this and that and I will do this
如果你医好我的病我全时间侍奉
If you will heal me of this illness I will serve you in full time ministry
主啊你让我生意的这些破产欠债能够还清让我的生意能够变好我不仅仅十一奉献我还愿意更多的奉献
Lord if you clear my debts not only would I begin to tithe but I would even offer even more
结果神真的祝福你的时候、啊、我们又改变了。
And when the Lord truly did bless you, but we had a change of heart.
这个不是我编的。有一次我在 Mount Hermon, 有一个西雅图来的一个很大教会的pastor 在那里讲道。
And we were at Mount Hermon. There was a pastor from a church out up in Seattle that came to preach.
他说他们中间就是有这样一个做生意的人。
There was a businessman in their church.
所以当他的生意从赤字变成平衡变成开始越赚越多的时候
And when his business went from the negative to being balanced and becoming profitable
一千块奉献一百块还容易、
In those days when he had $1,000 he offered $100 that was easy
到了十万块要奉献一万的时候就有点心疼
When it was $100,000 and he had to offer $10,000 it became pretty difficult
你们现在薪水都很多十万的你一个月奉献一万块舍得吗
some of you who have a six-digit figure salaries, are you able to offer your tithe accordingly?
赚到一千万的时候要奉献一百万，更心疼。
And when you earn $1,000,000, you got to give $100,000. Oh man, my heart aches even more.
这个弟兄也很真实，他就跑去教会找他们主任牧师说，我该怎么办
？And this brother is actually very sincere. He went to the senior pastor and he says, "What should I do?"
不要说十一出不来了，不。不要说以前说的不止十一，他说我现在连十一都舍不得给。
And he says not to say that tithing, giving one tenth of my income, I can't even do that these days.
这个讲员说他们的主任牧师很可爱，二话不说。
And this senior pastor, he didn't say anything.
他就搂着他的肩就为他祷告。
He put his arms around him, began to pray for our brother.
他说主啊我们的弟兄钱赚太多了他现在奉献不出来
And so our brother earns way too much he cannot offer right now
求你减少他所赚的让他可以恢复起初的爱心
Can you please reduce what his income so he can restore his love at the beginning
我们很多的时候说神你只要这样子那我就这样子
A lot of time we say God if you do this then I will do this
约拿单说只要他们说我们上来我们就上去
And Jonathan says if they tell us to come up here then we will go
等到你真站到那个他们的营地的时候，几十万的人。
And when you go to them, you begin to see the vastness of that army.
今天你的难处是不是大到这个地步？你觉得不可能解决
？And your circumstances, your challenges are so great. Maybe when you go to, you feel like I can't deal with it.
但是他们就凭着信心就上去了。
But by faith, they went up.
然后他们两个人同一心灵，同一脚踪。
And the two men, they walked in one course with one heart.
有姊妹。对我来说，我觉得这个拿兵器的人，他的信心、他的同心、他的积极的态度，一点不输约拿单。
I will tell you this armor bearer, his faith, his heart, his attitude was not subservient to Jonathan's.
至少 他没有兵器，约拿单还有兵器。
He did not even have a weapon, but Jonathan had a weapon.
对不对？圣经上说，除了扫罗跟约拿单，没有一个人手里有刀有枪。
The scripture says, aside from Saul and Jonathan, no one else had weapons in their hands.
他只是帮威廉拿刀的人。
He was someone who's carrying the weapons.
自己没有刀。
He himself did not have one.
弟兄姊妹，然后圣经上完全没记他的名字。
The scripture never gave us his name.
等到他们建了这么大功，圣经上也完全没提他这个人。
When he has done such a great accomplishment, the Bible didn't go back and mention his name.
但是我觉得这是神国一个默默无闻，但是却是神家的战车马兵。
Brother and sister, this is someone who's nameless, but he is the chariots and the horsemen of the nation of the house of God.
这是神家神国真正的大丈夫。
These are men in the kingdom of God.
外面没有人知道他，没有人称赞他。
And nobody knew who he was. Nobody's giving him any accolades.
但是这个神迹却是借着他跟约拿单的同心带出来。
But this miracle came about because of his the one accord, the same heart that he had with Jonathan.
他没有在这里对约拿单说你疯了，我们两个人了。
And he didn't say to Jonathan, Jonathan, you're crazy. There's only two of us.
他就二话不说陪着他一起上去。
He didn't say another word. He says, let's go.
这也是约拿单在平常就 earn 了他的 leadership.
And this is also Jonathan in his ordinary days has earned the leadership of this young man.
所以这个年轻人信任他。
So this young man believed in him.
这个人爱他，陪着他。
And this man loved him. He went with him.
所以我真的希望我们教会所有的 leader， 我们自己一定要在主的面前认真。
So brothers and sisters, those of you who are leaders in God's house, you need to be serious.
我们才可能点火，把弟兄姊妹带起来。
And then we can ignite, we can light up the brothers and sisters around us.
从一比二十，今天我们的背诵经文，五个人追赶一百个人。
There were five that would chase 100.
神已经非常祝福了，对不对
？And God blessed tremendously, right? Five people would chase 100, right?
平均一个人就可以打二十个人。
So on average, one person would defeat 20.
今天有把握一个人打二十个人啊？算了，不要举手了。
Pastor was going to ask anybody who feels like you could win a fight fighting 20 people.
那个已经超过了我们平常的力量。
That surpassed our ordinary strength, right?
但一百个人可以打一万个人，比例从一比二十到一比一百。
But 100 is going to put 10,000 to flight. That means they went from 1 to 20 to 1 to 100.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定一定要自己起来。
So we ourselves, we need to rise up.
那个 Mother Teresa, 她说她每一次被别人请到各地去讲她在印度加尔各答所做的事工的时候。
Mother Teresa says whenever she's been invited to go and share the work at Calcutta, what she's been doing,
他说每一次讲完一定有人来问他一个问题。
And every time she shares, somebody will always come and ask her a question.
也是他最不喜欢听到的问题。
And it is the questions that she most do not want to hear.
别人问他说请你告诉我我们能为你们做什么。
And people will ask her, what is it that we can do for you?
Mother Teresa 说我永远告诉他们。
And I will forever respond this way.
找出你自己的加尔各答。
Find your own Calcutta.
到处都是需要的人。
There are people who are in need everywhere.
到处充满了可以工作的机会。
And there are opportunities for you to serve everywhere.
不要来问我 get my attention.
And don't come and ask me to get my attention.
要为着你自己里面的使命来做。
And do it according to the commission in your heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不是为人做什么。
Brothers and sisters, we are not doing anything for people, for men.
我们是为着神做的。
And we are serving for the Lord.
为着神家，为着神国，我们做大丈夫。
And we're serving for God's house, God's kingdom. We are being men for God.
底下讲到他们不住扩展的影响力。
And then we come to look at their perpetual expansion of the power of influence.
他们的确只有两个人。
Yes, they only had two men.
他们能做的也很有限。
And there is very limited what they can do.
但是他们的影响力跟带下来的祝福却是不受限制。
But the influence and the blessings that they brought about could not be limited.
两个人再怎么杀了二十个人而已。
And then they went and they slaughtered 20 men.
你腓力斯人十几万，怎么可能？
The hundreds of thousands of the size of this army, how can they win?
他们得胜的范围只有半亩地，有一个餐馆叫半亩园。
The boundary of their victory is only but half an acre.
影响力就只有只能做到这么多。
The degree of influence only is about half an acre.
但是结果却不止这么一点点。
But the conclusion, the results of what they've done surpasses half an acre.
就跟五饼二鱼只是一个小孩子的便当而已。
Just five loaves and two fish. They're just a small lunch for a boy.
却可以让上万的人吃饱。
And there are tens of thousands of people that were satisfied.
所以关键还不在于我们能做什么。
The criticality is not.Based upon what you can do.
关键是在于我们有这位伟大的神。
But that we have an awesome God.
所以他们两个人这个影响力出来的时候。
So these two men, the power influence as it flow out of them.
他把神将那些隐藏的失去的力量都重新聚合回来。
So all those who were hidden, all those hidden power, they were brought back in.
把那些躲藏的那甚至敌对的力量重新恢复过来。
And those who were hiding, those strength were brought back in.
那些无可奈何、被动的、消极的，让他们都能够起来。
And those who were passive, those who were negative, they were all restored.
所以在这里，我们看见不是他们自己能做什么。
It is not that they themselves could do anything.
进到了我的第五个点，是神恩典和大能的介入。
And we see this fifth point. It is the intervention of God's grace and might.
救恩出于耶和华。
Salvation is of the Lord.
虽然我放到最后一个点，并不是因为它最不重要。
Though I put it at the very last point, but it is not the least significant.
虽然 the last, but not the least.
It is the last, but it's not the least, right?
其实从头到尾，这都是征战得胜的关键。
From the beginning to the end, this is the key point of victory.
你去读约书亚记。
Go read the book of Joshua.
约书亚南征北讨，打了那么多的胜仗。
Joshua went north and went south. He's won so many battles.
你几乎可以在每一场征战之前
at the beginning of every battle,
找到神对约书亚说，我已经把这些仇敌交在你的手里。
You can find that God already said to Joshua, I have placed these enemies into your hands.
或者说我必将他们交在你的手里。
Or I will deliver them into your hands.
对耶利哥、对五王都是最难的征战，神说我已经交给你了。
For the city of Jericho and the five kings, God says, I have already delivered them into your hands.
仗都还没打。已经得胜了。
Before the battle even begun, they are already won.
所以我们今天晚上开始我们香伯默培训中心的这个特会要讲的主题就是主啊，使我做个得胜者。
And tonight we're going to start the CTC conference, and the theme of the conference is the Lord, allow me to be an overcomer.
我们没有一个人可以凭着自己得胜。
Not a single one of us can be victorious by ourselves.
而是我们的神是全能的神，基督是早已得胜的主。
But the Lord our God, He's the Almighty God, Christ is the victor.
我们是站在他得胜的地位上。
We are standing on the grounds of His victory.
我们来支取他的得胜，来经历他的得胜。
We are receiving His victory. We are experiencing His victory.
那我们可以活出这个得胜来。
That we may live out victory.
所以你看，我在这里列的几个经文，很快的过去，众民都有战惊。
And again, I listed some scriptures that all were trembling.
14章15节，你说这么几十万个的非利士人，为什么突然会战惊？
100,000 men of the Philistines, why would they tremble all of a sudden?
这是神的作为。
This is God's doing.
为什么地会震动？
Why would the earth quake?
约拿单能够让地震发生吗？
Could Jonathan cause the earth to quake?
在这里他们自己彼此非利士人互相击杀大大的慌乱。
And the army, they began to slaughter one another. There was great confusion in the camp.
我就讲这三件事就够了，你就看见神清楚介入的明证。
And these three things alone, you can see it is God who intervened.
很多时候在我个人的经历里面。
Oftentimes in my personal experiences.
或者有的时候我去服侍一些在很大难处中的。
When I go and serve brothers and sisters who are in great trials.
甚至包括我们当初买会所的时候
and even at the very time when we were purchasing this property,
神容许我们进入一些非常非常艰难的环境
God allowed us to enter into some very, very difficult times, situations.
会等到这些事情过去以后，留下了他介入、他工作、他恩典的痕迹
And God would leave a mark of His act, His work, His intervention.
我相信今天我们所有2004年在的弟兄姊妹，没有一个人敢说这个会所买下来是因为我们怎么样怎么样怎么样。
Those brothers who are still here when we were here back here in 2004, no one would say we were able to purchase property because of us, because of what we have done.
全是他大能的作为。
And everything was of the great might of the Lord.
他自己留下了他曾经在我们中间工作施恩的记号。
He has left the mark of His intervention of what He has done.
最后当他们在这里一起 对神的信任，彼此的同心，还有他们所采取的积极的行动。
And again, because of the unity of heart, the one course that we're walking in, and the proactiveness in their actions that they were living out.
你看那个结果完全不一样。
And you see the outcome was completely different.
一个完全的扭转。
And there's a complete turning of the tide.
原来软弱无奈观望的，现在都聚集到战场上来。
And those who were weak and those who were helpless and bystanders have now gathered onto the battlefield.
在这个十四章刚开头的时候说到这个保罗，不是扫罗，跟那些跟随他的六百个人。
And at the beginning of chapter 14, it says Saul and the 600 men that were with him.
他们坐在石榴树下。
And they were sitting under the pomegranate tree.
等死。
And they were waiting to die.
一个 hopeless。
They were in a state of hopelessness.
一个不可能的局面。
It is impossible.
毫无盼望的局面。
There's a situation without hope.
但是到了十四章二十节，就讲到扫罗和跟随他的人都聚集来到战场上了。
And then at verse 20, we see that Saul and the men they came to the battlefield.
Mobilized, 他们动员了这些原来在树下一无所能、一无所做的人。
And they now mobilized all those who were sitting stagnant under the pomegranate trees.
第二个，他让那些归顺投降非利士人的现在归回，反而加入了这个征战。
And they have caused all those who surrender to their enemies. Now they've come back. They are part of this battle array.
原来是反面的力量，现在成为教会正面的祝福。
And these are opposing forces now have turned into positive aid and help to the house of God.
很多这个很好的布道家或是做福音工作的，他们原来是无神论。或是地方流氓。
A lot of a great evangelists, a lot of people who are now wonderful preachers and pastors, and they used to be gang members. And
那我上次跟大家讲的君森贝拉，他的女儿，君森贝拉牧师，他的女儿两年多没有音讯。
Jim Cimbala, we know this pastor, his daughter could not find his daughter for 2 years.
她的女儿跟一交了一个男朋友离家出走，在外面混。
She was in a relationship and they ran away from home and didn't know where her whereabouts.
成为教会，成为辛伯拉夫妇很大很大的伤害。
It was a great pain to Pastor Cimbala and his wife.
他说他常常开车去教会的路上都是哭着去的。
A lot of time when he's driving the church, he is driving in tears.
后来借着教会全体的祷告，这个女儿有一天突然回来了。
And the entire church got together to pray for her, and one day she came home.
悔改归向神。几年前我跟于师母去参加一个聚会，她跟她的丈夫都是传道人，在上面带敬拜、带赞美。
A few years ago, we went to Brooklyn Tabernacle. We saw her and her husband leading worship in front of the people of God.
原来失去的、伤害教会的力量，现在都回来。
That which was lost has now been brought back to the house of God. That strength has come back in.
那些躲藏的都出来了。
Those who were in hiding has now emerged.
所以弟兄姊妹，我信息必须结束在这里。
Brothers, I have to end my message here today.
整个 Bay Area 光中国的教会就有300家。
There are about 300 Chinese churches here in the Bay Area.
如果不算中国教会，整个加州有24,000家教会。
There are about 24,000 churches in all of California.
整个美国有38万个教会 380,000 churches.
There's 380,000 churches in all of America.
整个全世界大概4,000万个教会。
And for all of the world, there's about 4 million.
这么多的基督徒。
40 million. So many Christians.
在这里我们看见只有两个人。
Here we see that there are only 2 men.
整个局面转。
The entire circumstances have been
changed. 我们不要再把我们的借口、埋怨、盼望放在周围的人事物。
Let's not place our excuse and our reasoning to our circumstances and the people around us.
先问一问，我们在哪里？
Let's ask the question, where am I?
今天不是 Jonathan 在这里呼召我们。
It is not Jonathan who's calling to us today.
今天主耶稣在这里呼召我们成为羔羊的同伴。
The Lord Jesus is calling us to be companions of the Lamb.
让我们起来跟他一同征战。
That we will rise up and do warfare with him.
当以利亚躲在洞里面的时候。
When Elijah was hiding in the cave.
神问他说，你在这里做什么？
And God asked him, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
出来。
Come out.
接受我的差遣。
Receive my sending.
弟兄姊妹， 神今天在这里呼召我们。
Brothers and sisters, God is calling to us today.
羔羊在这里呼召我们。
The Lamb is calling to us today.
让我们起来跟随他，一起来经历得胜。
That we may rise up and follow Him to experience victory with Him.
一起来扭转局面。
To turn the tide.
于是，儿童主日学的老师、青少年的老师、英文组的老师、中文组的团契的组长、区长，不管你是谁，为着你的环境。沮丧的时候，这都是我们要起来的时候。
If you're a Sunday school teacher, you're a youth coworker, you're in the English ministry, whatever district, whatever ministry fellowship you're in, if the circumstances doesn't look so great, rise up.
我们来唱起来，起来，为耶稣。
We're gonna sing this song, this hymn. Stand up, stand up for Jesus.
第一节跟第三节用中文唱，第二节，请威廉用带英文啊。
起来，起来，为。
Every
church, our church, every church that's listening, do not be downcast. Rise up.
我们一起同心的靠神来突破困境。
And with one heart, we come and lean on the Lord our God to break through.
来扭转局面。
To turn the tide.
我们最后再唱一遍第一节。
Verse one, once again, whatever language.
教会为着这个世代
for this church, for this time,
我们要扬声祷告
we need to lift up our voices and cry out
为着仇敌的猖狂我们要求神让仇敌四散
we pray that the Lord will scatter our enemies
我们同声祷告
let's lift up your voices in prayer Heavenly Father, this morning we come to you Oh Lord, voices crying out to you Oh Lord, whether by many or by few Oh Lord, the victory belongs to youYou're the one who gives the victory. But God, you are searching and looking for people who are fully devoted to you. Because you will prove yourself strong. You will prove yourself strong. Oh, the hearts of your people today. Oh Lord, mighty army, an array of army. Oh Lord, we were dry bones, but we are now the living army of God. Spirit of God, breathe on us. Spirit of God, breathe on us. Hallelujah, we need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Oh Lord God, Holy Spirit, breathe on us. Breathe on us.
主啊，虽然万事万物都在改变
，Yes, oh Lord, all things they are changing.
但是你永远没有改变。
But you will never change.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神也是我们的神。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is our God.
摩西、大卫、但以理的神也是我们的神。
Moses, David, Daniel, their God is our God.
哦，今天这位伟大的神在圣灵里，在基督里已经住在我们的里面。
Is this awesome God today is dwelling in us?Through Christ, through the Holy Spirit.
主啊，让我们的眼睛不要只定睛在周围的难处。
Oh Lord, do not allow our eyes to be set and cast upon the difficulties around us.
也让我们的注意力不要只是集中在自己的感觉上面。
That our focus is not set upon our own feelings.
让我们带着活泼的信心来仰望你。
But with an activated faith, we come and look to you.
也把那真实的同心赐给你的教会。
But a genuine togetherness and unity in the house of God.
任何一个团体。任何一个小组，任何一个事工，只要有两个人，主啊 ，make a difference.
Amen. Any fellowship, any small group, any gathering, if there's be two, oh Lord, that is sufficient.
是的，给我们带来转机。
Yes, Lord, give us a turning point.
让我们再也不一样。
That we will never be the same.
让复兴临到你的众教会。
That revival will come to your church.
感谢你。
Oh, we praise, we thank you, God.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen.